Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup. Mighty 1090, Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios with Carl Schmidt. He's from Fisherman's Landing. Talking fishing here and a lot more. Boy, phones have been packed. So much action going on right now. It's springtime fishing.
Fishing is happening and it's going on right now. We want to talk to you about it. If you want to join us in this second hour, it has been a very busy morning on the show, Carl. Very popular guest. Two ways you can reach us, 858 area code 457-1090, or call us toll-free. The toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we taking your phone calls, talking all kinds of great fishing, Carl sharing all kinds of great information with us, we're also giving away a great prize. That's a full-day trip to go fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. You're going to get in on all that great bluefin action, yellowtail action, all the great stuff going on in Liberty. Somebody's getting to ride that boat for free for being the lucky caller at the end of the show today.
You betcha. All right. Hey, you know what? The big event next Saturday, not only our live broadcast at Encinas Ford.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. We'll be having a great time at Encinas Ford, starting to qualify people for all those great prizes next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. at Encinas Ford. But next Saturday is also the 48th annual Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fishing Tournament.
Wait. How many years?
48th annual.
48 years in a row of the Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fish Tournament. That is rad.
Long-range forecast looks pretty good for
it does.
Week.
I was just looking at it. Looks good. Good-looking weather.
It's looking good. And, you know, they have that day-and-a-half trip on the island, on the American Angler on Friday night. If you're not going on that, go fish in the Bottom Fishing Tournament. If you're not coming to our live broadcast at Encinas Ford, 48th annual Bottom Fishing Tournament. It's a great time with great people. And it's a lot of great prizes, too.
Yeah, those guys go all out. It's the reason it's been going on for 48 years is because they run such a fantastic tournament. They always have a really fun awards banquet and fish cook-off, you know, at the end of it. It's just it's a fun event, great prizes, great raffle, very well run. It's a rad tournament. I fished in it a bunch of times. I really, really like it.
Good people there. So it also benefits Elder Help of San Diego, which is a great organization helping elder people for sure. So check out southwesternyc.org for more information. Next Saturday, 48th annual Southwestern Yacht Club Bottom Fishing Tournament. Everybody's invited.
All right. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our FishDope.com report, which today sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. Gamakatsu live bait hooks drive the point home. Gamakatsu features the absolute perfect bends and ideal barbs to allow your baits to swim harder and longer. And when they do fall victim to the intended predator, Gamakatsu Hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. We're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, the man, our FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Carl.
Good morning, Mark. So,
get this, guys. We had a major uptick in action here this past week with more squid around and some quality catching in many locations. So I'll hit a few highlights here. At Catalina, this is really good news. Definite improvement in the amount of squid around. Not commercial volume by any means, but when you go from nothing, which we had for a while, to something, it's good news for us. But I had reports from four separate areas, backside middle, backside west, and on the front there, front west and front side middle. So got a big spread of bait, bodes well for the season over there at Catalina. That's really good news, guys. Still slower fishing on the sea bass. Definitely some fish around. Those divers clobbered at school up there west there, but I wouldn't want to be in that zone right now with the weather up the way it is. But some fish around. Hopefully that'll get going. More signal on school size yellow from Catalina. Also on the kelp lines there, backside west mostly, 12 to like 15-pound fish are the bigger ones. And but from virtually nothing. It's nice to see that getting going. And same thing with the bass fish. You know, the bass are starting to bite over there. Spring has sprung at Catalina. It's sounding much better. At Clemente, finally seeing some sign of yellows over there also, front side west. And a few schools seen down there in the cove, a little bit of squid in the cove also. That water's trying to get a little better there, but, man, this wind's not helping. It's freezing good out there right now. Along the coast, midweek, y'all showed at the Mussel Farm to the 150. That's good news, and there were some nice, great fish in there. You guys want to read about that Mussel Farm. It's kind of an interesting setup they got going on there. Look at CatalinaSeaRanch.com. Check it out. They kind of tell you what they're doing. And then Wednesday, I got a call from some guys that had just pulled their boat out of the water. He said, hey, you got a scale? I said, yeah, sure, come on by. So we got a nice sea bass, so I was always curious to see what that was going to be. Boy, they weren't kidding. Took two of them to lift it, 70 pounds on the scale.
Hey, and, yeah. I saw that picture on your Facebook page. Holy mackerel.
You know, that is not my best photographic achievement.
No.
I was too busy laughing at these guys, you know, trying to hold this fish up. They were just having a great time.
That's
and
right.
That was a serious fatty, but congratulations. Morgan Long, the angler there, his cousin Roger and girlfriend Wendy, they were kind of a team effort there. That was Morgan's first sea bass ever, and I told him, dude, don't ever go again.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, and, you know, and that one was off Huntington Beach. That's the first big one I've heard of, anyway, right off our coastline here. That bodes well, but there's been quite a number of others from the coastlines along Palos Verdes, Orange County coastline, and down to that La Jolla zone. Quite a bit of that bigger sea bass around. The one that we weighed, that was caught on a sardine. They were just drifting a sardine there, but most of that fish has been on mackerel, and almost all of it has been big, over 50, and there's been several over 70 now, so use good gear, guys. And then offshore, you know, don't have a lot of time for what's going on. You guys have already been covering some of it there, but that good grade bluefin biting at jigs and bait, and that's close for April, 371 down toward the hidden bank there, and I gotta imagine that weather is more than a little choppy right at the moment for the private boat fleet, but there's several sport boats on it, so we wish them well. Hopefully we'll get some reports, and hopefully that stuff decides to bite today. But, man, there's a lot going on, guys. It's coming together. It's going to be good.
Oh, man, and I know Danny and the guys at fishdope.com have been on it big time, finding out what's going on. Now it's a critical time to have fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership, fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUP NOW, lowercase, no space. Hook up now. And, Mark, how do we find you? Get all the good info.
Yeah, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. The phone number at our store is 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, man, we got lots of stuff going on at the store right now. It's springtime. We're all having a good time.
All right. Great job, Mark. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see
all
you.
All right.
All right. Now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing. Talk to the man. Marcos is on the line. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great this morning.
Nice to have you guys both back in the show there.
The team is back.
Yeah, right. I mean, yes, I haven't got a chance to talk to Corey yet, but I hear he's been doing a pretty good job there.
Oh,
doing
absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, that's a good thing to hear there for him. We've had some great fishing. The San Diego, fishing those full-day trips. Yesterday, 15 bluefin, 72 yellowtail, 24 bonito for the 36 anglers. They are back down there today, and that trip is not taking passports right now. They're fishing far enough outside, so a very good option there. The half-day, still a lot of good fishing on there. Actually saw some bonito yesterday afternoon, and then some good bottom fishing in the morning, so a couple options there with what you want to do. We have a few boats out this weekend, a one-day, day and a half, a little longer trip on there, so hopefully, like you're just hearing there, you know, lots of stuff going on. Hopefully those guys all find something, keep those options rolling, and we're definitely moving in the right direction here, moving into the next part of the season. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. Full schedule's up there. Follow those trips, the half days, the full days, any of those 1 days and day and a half are up there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Of course, you can come down and visit us in person, and like we say, you better start getting your gear ready for the season here because you can't wait till the fish are in full swing and then try to get it done. So whether you want to come down and get some work done here or slum in, go to Fisherman's Landing, get your gear going, and get on some trips there.
Man, good times to be had at C4th right now. And like you see, we got some consistent weather coming our way, and that's kind of been one of the keys to that great local fishing. And, Marco, some great times to be had at C4th, some good fishing. Good to hear about that big local bonita happening for the half-day guys. All kinds of great stuff going on at C4th. One more time, if somebody wants to come fishing with you, how do we do that?
Check the website, c4thlanding.com. You can see the full schedule up there, make reservations online. give us a call, 619-224-3333. Come down and visit us in person.
Right on, Marcos. Great job. Great report. We'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial with the Northern Baja Report. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going, Rick?
Good morning.
Good, good. Hey, I got another announcement to add. If you're going to Fastlane this morning for their event or you have an open window for an afternoon event, today LP Fishing Foot Supply in Oceanside is having a line selection and knot tying seminar. Jeff has Legacy beer on tap and a nacho station. They'll let you test your knots, and the top three knots in both children's and adults categories are going to win a gift card. So great opportunity there this afternoon to get together with the fishing community and see how good you you can tie a knot and maybe learn something about some you don't know.
Very nice.
And then so let's I guess our first report that I got this week started down to Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion. Still no roosters being reported caught in the bay yet. They hold on a second, I got a guy calling in on me. I tell every time not to call me now. Okay. So we've got a roosters down there not being seen yet, but we know they're there. Whale sharks have moved into the bay. Up at Bahia Concepcion and La Bocana, central coastal area. He's been a little slow on the coast, but Jeff at Cedros Island Kayaks was out there on the island last week. He reported nicer weather out there. Great yellowtail fishing at the south high spot, calico bass fishing, very good at Punta Norte. Lots of yellowtail being seen there as well. And those pesky flatfall jigs were the jig of choice for them on their catches this week. They had several mini-max schools around. They tried to throw some of those on the beach for halibut, but managed only short bites. Over at Bay of L.A., steady yellowtail and grouper around, some cabrilla as well inside there. And over at San Quintin, not much being reported. Ensenada, Colonette, some smaller yellowtail around the islands with good red fishing. And we made a trip up to the northernmost Sea of Cortez, and we made the run all the way down south near Bay of L.A., and we had a real good weather window, so we ran down there and outside LaGuardia. Pretty, a little challenging, more challenging than normal in the fishing, but beautiful weather and beautiful sights there. And a nice place to be. Things just keep getting better. Good time to be there before it gets too hot.
Yeah, no kidding, man. And Sport Fishing Financial, he's on the fish and on your money, too, because it's so important right now to pay attention to what's going on. You need a guy like Rick Jensen to watch it out for you and make a bright future for you. Rick, how do we find you at Sport Fishing Financial?
Yeah, thanks, Pete. After tax season now, it's time to start planning and see how you can maybe pay less taxes or get things more situated next time that comes around. So we're off and running on New Year planning. You can find us at the website, sportfishingfinancial.com, or give me a call, 949-481-1807.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, thanks, Pete.
All right, wraps up our catch report today. Let's jump back in the phones.
Sounds good, buddy. Let's talk to John. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, all. Hey, earlier in the show, you mentioned about Jim Brown, and it struck up a memory. I wanted to tell you that I had the unique privilege of meeting the guy at a wedding and shared a table with him and his family over dinner. And just a great guy. I'm sure you know, he's just a great guy.
Absolutely.
We talked not only about fishing, which was interesting, but also his days back when he was running the sports department, the Union Tribune, and talking Don Coryell when he was coaching the Aztecs way back when and so forth. And just a great guy. I was wondering if he hadn't already considered it, if he's willing to do it, you may want to invite him to be a guest on the show, and he could talk about, you know, the what was involved with introducing the Florida bass and our city lakes and all that. I think it'd be pretty interesting.
I think you're absolutely
that'd
right. Jim
cool.
would be a great guest. He's been on the show before and just a super good guy, and I think that's a great idea. He's a little humble sometimes, so I maybe have to twist his arm a little bit, but it would be cool. It'd be cool to have he and Bryce Miller, who's the new kind of outdoor guy, all-around guy for San Diego Tribune. That's a very good idea, though. But, yeah, Jim Brown was responsible for the success of the San Diego City Lakes bass fishing program. And
you look at our San Diego City Nags now, they literally are like the breeding ground for the biggest largemouth bass in the world. I mean, every one of our lakes has the potential of having a world record fish, and it's due to that guy.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. Good idea. We'll talk to Jim and see if we can twist his arm and come in.
I like it.
Thanks a lot for the call, John.
Johnny is up next from Huntington Beach. Hey, Johnny, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Great.
Good. I got a question about a CalStar 278 Heavy. What kind of reel should I put on that?
Carl?
I would go with probably like a Trinidad 16 for that particular reel, maybe a Trinidad 20 or your Torium if you wanted to go that route. That would probably be one of my two go-to choices right there. Throw that with some 40-pound Spectra, and you could fish 20, 25, maybe 30 on it if you had to.
It's one of my all-time most favorite rods ever, a 278-foot heavy. It's an
thing is amazing.
8-foot, 25-pound rod. You could fish 30, you could fish 20, but just like a perfect 8-foot, 25-pound rod for our type of fishing. And CalStar makes that in a couple of different versions, both an all-fiberglass version and now a graphite and fiberglass version.
Really?
Yeah, the GG 278-foot heavy is a really cool one. It's similar rod. It has that similar old school West Coast, fiberglass style bend, but with a graphite core, so it's lighter, has a little better lifting power, a little better recoil, but you still get that kind of slow, spongy, good feel of a glass rod. It's a really nice one to use if you're fishing like that kind of shorter top shot rig like Carl was talking about, where you start to run the slight disadvantage of not having stretch. That kind of spongier, softer tip section of an 8-foot rod will help absorb some of that shock that you lose while you're going to a shorter top shot. I love that rod.
CalStar GG 270.
270, 8-foot heavy.
8-foot heavy.
One of my favorite rods.
Yeah, it's awesome. We love that thing.
It's a good one. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to Mario. He's calling from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. Hey, Mario, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Got the party going on.
Enjoying it. I was wondering if Pete and Rockcod Rick, would you guys like to troll behind your boat when you're trolling for a bluefin or just searching around? What's in your trolling squad?
Carl, trolling for bluefin.
Rapalas and small marauders are my like favorite trolling for bluefin and cedar plugs. I mean, I think those would be my three favorite things to troll.
They don't really you don't catch a lot on the
You don't. And the few you do, it seems those are like the three that you will catch them on. But like you're saying, I mean, you could troll around for days and days and catch one here, one there, and they just don't bite the troll. They want a bait.
I'm going to give a very unfair answer and say yummy flyer.
Well,
I know that's not really the question you were asking, but that'd be my favorite. We got a lot of trolling the last couple of years.
Yeah. And it's generally speaking the yummy flyers on those bigger fish, but those 70-pounders, I'll bet, would respond to it.
No doubt they would.
Yeah.
We've caught plenty of fish that were of that size.
And hail those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but if you're talking general, Carl nailed it. A swimming lure of some kind, I really like those new X-Rap Magnums, but a smaller size. Like, I like 20s and 15s for tuna, like an X-Rap Mag and a cedar plug for sure. That'd be mine. That'd be mine, too.
Couldn't agree more.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Next up, we're going to jump right back into them. We're going to talk to Don, calling from Woodland Hills. What's up, Don? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate you taking my call. Rick, question for you. For someone that's going down to Cedro Sport Fishing and doesn't really have a bass rig, what would you recommend for a rod reel combo?
I'm going to pass that to Carl only because I know he's probably spent more time at the island than I have. You got a favorite bass outfit for down
there? Perfect.
Corrado 300 size reel, Calcutta 400D, one of those type reels. One of those Shimano Terramar inshore rods are really nice. Again, maybe even like a CalStar 278 Heavy, Graphiter 800L medium, something like that would be perfect for their fishing those big swim baits, like that. The Corey 8-inch, 9-inch slugs and stuff like that would be something very ideal, I think.
I took that Tranx 300 down to Panama.
Okay.
Caught a bunch of inshore fish using the Colt Sniper jerkbait on it, the smaller one. Yeah, is it the 150 or
120, I think.
120, yeah. And that works so well because you still have a lot of power
with
that.
And if you hook a yellowtail, those tranks are, can't go wrong with those things.
If you were going out to purchase a rig just for fishing Cedros and bass fishing, I might think about a Tranx 400. Now, if you do a lot of fishing at home, I probably would still get the 300. It's a little smaller. It's maybe a little more appropriate for our calico bass at home. But if you're going, I've already got a bass rig, but I want to add something to my arsenal for Cedros, I'd get a Tranx 400 and an 8-foot Terramar head. heavy, the Terramar 80H. I put 65-pound Spectra on it. And Don, you'd be surprised. Fish a heavy fluorocarbon top shot, like a 3-foot piece of 60-pound, which, yes, that's more than you need for a calico bass, but you're going to go through such crazy numbers fishing down there. I always say, like, you don't need the piece of 60-pound to land a calico bass. Where you need 60 is to land an 8-pound calico bass when it's your 101st bite. You know, like you don't need to constantly be retying when you're fishing that heavy a fluorocarbon.
They'll eat
down
it.
There. They'll eat it for sure.
Bait. And you ask our other co-host, Corey Sandin, yeah. MC Swim Baits, you throw those big MC weedless down there. Oh, man.
Dude.
The first time I was fishing with Corey, I was fishing like 25, 30-pound fluorocarbon. He's like, why are you fishing something so light? Fish 60. It's like, 60, 80 pound.
Yeah,
it's
we
like,
grew up fishing 12.
Yeah.
Like, you fish 12 pounds for calico bass.
It's not the fish you're catching. It's the structure you're fishing down there also.
Right.
Some of those big boiler rocks or the kelp and stuff like that. And we're fishing the jetty, and he's like, gave me the 60 pound. I cast it right onto the jetty, hooked a big fish. It's like, see, if you had 20 pound, you were a 30 pound fluorocarbon, you would never land it. It's the 60 pound, 80 pound fluorocarbon is, like he said, after how many bites you would got and the structure you're fishing. Why you fish such heavy fluorocarbon.
The other thing that's nice about fishing that real heavy fluoro down at Cedros is you just don't go through your tackle as bad. Like, you can – when we first started going down there, I used to bring a big box full of lead heads because, you know, you lose them all the time.
Right.
You start fishing 60 or 80-pound, you need like a half a dozen lead heads for your entire trip. You just don't lose your gear when you fish that heavy.
When are you going to Cedros sport fishing, Don?
Going down in June.
Oh,
man.
Prime time. Have a great trip, Don.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Hey, let's keep rolling on the phones. This time we're going to talk to Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Sam, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Morning, Sam.
Good morning. Hey, I have a question with this tuna and the popper thing. You know, I have a 12,000 bait runner, but I'm looking at a bigger reel, like maybe a 18 or 20,000 in a Saragossa, or maybe a 85 in a Slammer, but I noticed the gear ratios are different, and some are like 4.6 and some are like 5.5-ish. What is the right gear ratio for fishing poppers for big tunas?
I would say the gear ratio is going to make a big difference when you're actually fighting the fish compared to actually working the fish. I mean, when you're working the popper, it's a lot more to do with the rod than the actual gear ratio of the reel. So, I mean, I'm not 100% sure if that gear ratio is going to make that big of a difference when you're fighting the fish.
And also, you know, of course, the ultimate is Stella. An 18,000 Stella would be. But what about a Twin Power? That'd be kind of the next step down or Saragossa?
Yeah, I'd say so. A Twin Power gives you – it sounds like what you're trying to get is a reel for fishing big fish. You know, you've already got a 12,000, which is a fairly good-sized spinning reel. If you're talking about buying something 18,000, 20,000 size, like, you're buying that for fishing big ones. And, I mean, budget is everything. I mean, if you you can only afford what the budget allows. And if that is Saragossa, I think that is your best bet at the price. But, Pete, you're dead on. I mean, what you really need for big ones, you need that Twin Power. I mean, that will make such a world of difference.
And with these newer reels there, the gear ratio is not that big of a difference compared to the now, like the 5.5 or 5.5 or something like that. These new reels, even in the spinning gear, you get so much power in them. I would probably go with something, anything like the 5.5 gear ratio, because some of those poppers do require a little more speed than just the rod or popping itself. So, with some of these new reels, like these guys were talking about, like the Twin Powers and the Stellas and stuff like that, if you can afford that, that's the way I would go.
So hooking these big fish last week in Panama on the spinning reel, they had Saragossas on the boat at Pesca Panama. Great reel.
They're great reels.
It's a great reel. But the difference in torque and power that you get from a Stella and even a Twin Power, it's night and day.
It really is.
It really is night and day. I mean, if you can't afford a Stella or a Twin Power, understand. But the Twin Power is not that much more than a Saragossa.
It's about double.
Is it double?
Yeah, it's about double. There, a Twin Power is going to run you around $600. Saragossa is going to run you around $300.
Okay.
You know, depending on size.
And the Stella's almost double over that.
The Stella's over double that.
Over double
that. Yeah.
Stella,
you're looking around $1,200.
Yeah. If you don't want to spend $1,200 on an 18,000 Stella, get the Twin Power. Believe me, the difference in power is unbelievable. And here's the other thing, too, is I had you spool it up. You put 500 yards of 80-pound Max Quattro.
How did that happen?
On my reel, and I love that stuff on the spinning reel.
Yeah.
It casts unbelievable. The you know, It was amazing.
That was the right rig. I mean, I just face it. It's the right rig for. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. Like, does that mean we all, you know, need to have a $600 spinning reel in our arsenal? That's not what I'm saying. But clearly, what Sam is after is a big reel for catching big tuna. And yep. and big tuna requires the right tackle for it. You know, if you're fishing, you know, local size fish, you want a reel for fishing yellows and all that kind of stuff. Saragossa is fine, and a Saragossa, it is a very strong aluminum saltwater built reel. That reel is not going to fail if you hook a giant tuna. The reel is 100% up to task. The difference is what Pete said, and it's power and torque, and it will be so much physically easier on you as the angler to get the job done with that next level of reel.
Funny story with Steve Pinard is, we both have Stella 18,000s. We each bought our reel down with us, and they had that Saragossa. Well, the deckhand hooked a big fish on the Saragossa.
Okay.
Hands it to Steve, and it was like a 150-pound tuna, right?
And that's a big fish.
Yeah. And after pulling on that fish, he looked at the deckhand and he says, "Will you put that reel away and just put that away?"
Yeah.
And we're just gonna use these Stellas right here. Okay, you got that? It was pretty funny.
That's cool.
Big difference. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Hey! You know, when the fish are not biting or you just can't get out, they're always biting at one place in San Diego, and that's Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landing in Point Loma.
Carl and I have worked next door to Point Loma Seafood since we were in high school, know that place so well, and for, you know, the 20 years of I know us working there, it has never been anything other than perfect. It is the freshest thing in town. Their food is amazing. Their fish case is the best there is. Lunches are the best.
It's the best.
Yeah, it has. Absolutely is. You want a piece of fresh fish for dinner tonight? You want to impress some out-of-town relatives like we often do? It's Point Loma Seafoods. It's a place to go get your fish. And lunches, I mean, freshest thing in town right there, from sushi to sandwiches.
Fish tacos are the best in town.
Fish tacos.
Oh,
love
shrimp
fish tacos.
Oh, yeah. So good there.
Yeah. Check it out. Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, Carl from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego is here, and I got to tell you about the Boat Burger Throwdown.
Oh,
yeah,
what?
It's number two, and it's a great event, and it benefits a great cause here. It's taking kids fishing. RealGuppyOutdoors.com, and the guys, it's going to be a fun event. It's going to be May 11th up in Oxnard area, and give a call, check it out, either at RealGuppyOutdoors.com or call 805-420-7335. May 11th, 6 to 8 p.m., the Boat Burger Throwdown. That's a great idea.
That's a way cool. We need to somehow get Sarah from the Liberty up there.
Oh, she'd win.
Yeah, it's it. Yeah, it would it would be unfair.
Yeah. But it'd be over.
Yeah, we need to get a ticket and have her represent our San Diego fleet up there.
What is the deal on that? The Liberty has the Wagyu burger?
They took... You go on most full-day, half-day, overnight boats, and it's a boat burger. I mean, we all grew up on them. We
love
them.
Nobody talking trash here on a regular greasy boat burger. We want to get that straight. There's no smack talk on a good old greasy boat burger.
Yeah, but they use just the top end of the beef, and it's not like a hamburger patty that is your hamburger. I mean,
not like going to McDonald's.
No, it's not. But, it's a half-inch thick
steak, man.
Burger.
It's like a half-pound burger, right?
Yeah.
Wagyu
probably
beef.
More than that after she puts all the toppings on or however you like it cooked. I mean,
the way they should be, man.
It is so good, man.
It's like going to a five-star restaurant and getting,
the ultimate burger.
Hamburger, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good.
On the Liberty.
Only place you're going to get it.
Yeah. Hey, I want to say a real quick congrats, too, to our good buddy, and I know a long-time Let's Talk Hookup listener, Bob Wolfson.
Oh.
Bob Wolfson was on the last Shogun trip that came back yesterday. It was a fly-home trip. The boys have been back in town, but the boat came back yesterday. 82 years old, Bob caught the jackpot fish, a 230, I think it was 232 was the big fish. 100% on his own. I mean, you know, not this wasn't like I'll set the hook and then hand the guy the rod and take it over and they put the gas in it. All on his own. And I think Bob told me it was his 17th cow after turning 70 years old. So post 70, that's his 17th cow. He's 82, had a 232, and just like
Bob's a Superman,
the nicest, coolest dude around. And I just want to say a big congrats. We're proud of you, buddy. That was an awesome one.
82 years old, 230-pound yellowfin tuna
jackpot,
on his own.
Yeah, jackpot on a 16-day trip with a bunch of really good anglers.
And he's probably going to go again in a month.
I'm sure. Right.
Yeah.
And you'll good for him. Caught the fish like in the dark of the morning, said the crew. And just like everything how you know a good fisherman would be, listening to the crew. He said the night before, one of the crew guys on watch said, "Hey, I hooked a real big one, you know, in the dark on a sinker rig and a puffer." So he got up at like 4 a.m. when there was basically nobody else up, got a puffer, sinker rig, sent it down. He said instantly hooked a giant one, and away they went. And he did an awesome job.
Wow.
Custom Talica 50 that he had Cal do some extra work on.
Sweet.
And just an awesome dude. And a big congrats to Bob for a giant
right
one.
Gear.
Yep, no doubt.
No doubt about it. Hey, speaking of catching big ones, I can't believe it, but my next trip will be on the Royal Star fly-down, fly-back Mazatlan trip, May 10th, just coming up very
soon, around the
just
corner.
A couple weeks away. We'll be down in Mazatlan. Really cool trip. You fly into Mazatlan. I'm actually flying in and out the same day.
That's so cool.
So I'm only going to be gone 4 days, but I'm going to be fishing those Tres Marias Islands on a four-day trip on the Royal
Star.
Going
on a long range in 4 days. I mean, a legit long range trip in 4 days. It's so cool.
The second trip is sold out, but the first trip that I'm going on actually has like 4 spots left on it. Oh. So if you want to go fishing with me down in Mazatlan, you can stay a couple extra days like a lot of the people are doing at that beautiful El Cid Marina right there.
So nice.
Where we'll be broadcasting live the following weekend
with
Captain Tim Ekstrom with the Sport Fishing Association of California down there on that weekend following our trip. But the May 10th trip, 4 day, leaves on a Thursday, comes back on a Monday over the weekend. Can't miss.
Yeah.
Call the Royal Star office or just book online at Royal Star Sport Fishing.com. come fishing with me in Mazatlan on a four. And I guess it's biting.
Oh, dude, did you see that trip that Jody from the Apollo had a bunch of giant ones again? Like, yeah. it's a great time to be down there right now.
Like last year, the better part of the season was right now.
Yep, the quote-unquote late part of the season is when all those big ones were biting.
All the big
and
ones
it's happening again.
So if you want to go on the Royal Star, four spots left. I don't think they're going to last too long.
Tell Turbo Bob to book one of those spots.
He should.
That
Turbo
way you
Bob
guarantee
go.
Yourself another 300-pounder.
Guaranteed another 300-pounder. Indeed. Let's jump back in the phone.
Sounds good, buddy. This time we're going to talk to Mike, who's calling us from Chino this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for hanging in with us.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete. And good morning, Carl. Hey, I got a question. I'm doing some rigging right now. I got lots of flat falls, and that last year I saw on the Pacific Queen that one guy hooked a bluefin and got it at the bow early in the morning, but one of the hooks of the double hooks broke off of it. So that way I bought a single hook flat fall from you, Rick, about a year ago, and that's the sand eel color. Carl, is there what's the benefits of having a single hook? Because I'm thinking about re-rigging all these flatfalls that I have with a single hook and crimp.
The benefit is when those fish, like, if you get them in, like, not in the corner of the mouth, but just past the corner of the mouth or in the upper part of the mouth or whatever, I mean, those hooks are hung on there with either Dacron or Spectre or whatever. And especially those large tuna, they have sharp teeth, and they'll wear that stuff out. So the benefit of the single hook is you don't have anywhere for that failure to happen. And if that fish does inhale that flat fall, then if you rig it right with like 130-pound or 150-pound fluorocarbon, like 2 or 3 feet of it, that's going to give you your best opportunity to land that bigger fish. There's nowhere to have that hook failure at. Like when that tuna wears through that Dacron or the Spectre, whatever they use for those dancing hooks or whatever. So I do like that bigger tuna hook on there, especially when those bigger fish are biting, rigging it with a 130-pound, 150-pound fluorocarbon.
One of the other nice things about those big forged hooks is when you get that hook into them, the barb is massive. You know, and when you get, you know, like a 7691 style hook into one of those things, they don't go. We always say, you know, big hooks and heavy line are what put fish on the boat more than anything else. And you know, when you get one of those real big hooks with a real big barb in there, they just don't come out.
No,
you know?
They don't.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Odie, calling us from Norwalk this morning. Welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup, Odie.
Morning, Odie.
Yes, I just have a question for Carl.
Yes.
Carl, what is it? Good setup for catching halibut. I've been trying all my days to catch one that's illegal.
I would say what we've had a lot of success with is like a reverser dropper loop. If you have your own boat, like private boat, the ball bouncing technique works really well. But like a number one or number 2-0 hook with a trap hook behind it, with either a sardine or an anchovy. The halibut really like that anchovy. Or especially like this time of year, the grunion's starting to run, they're starting to breathe, they're getting a little closer in shallow water. I say that would be your best opportunity.
But you like sinker above and hook below?
I think that works the best. I mean, when the guys were doing the halibut tournament at Fisherman's Landing, that's how we were rigging them all up. And I'd say the large majority of the fish were caught that way, the reverse dropper loop.
Okay.
Because that when you're bouncing around, that sinker bounces up and kind of wakes that halibut up or makes a little debris.
Makes a tension.
Disturbance.
Yep. Disturbance, and there's a bait right there. It's like, I'm going to eat that thing.
Yeah. And you mentioned anchovy. The Everingham brothers have anchovy, I know, up in Dana Point, and wouldn't be surprised if we get it down here soon.
No, I know Jason's had some of that anchovy here in San Diego for the half-day boats already.
That's awesome.
And that makes a lot of difference.
That does.
The halibut, bonita.
Bonita.
Yeah.
Like the last couple of days or yesterday, that bonita showed up here off of Point Loma.
Bass.
And calico bass. I think
the best in the world.
Just need that water temperature to get settled in. And I think that bass fishing is going to be off the hook here sooner than later.
Oh, boy. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to remind you, today is another opportunity for Seakeeper Demo Days. It's up at Dana Point at the Dana Point Shipyard today and tomorrow. Berkeley and his gang will be up there taking people for rides so they can be amazed with Seakeeper. It's all free, so if you're in the Dana Point area, go by the Dana Point Shipyard, look for the Seakeeper banners and go check out Sea Keeper and go take a free boat ride and be amazed.
All right. How about we jump right back into these phones? This time talk to Bruce. He's calling from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question for Captain there. Or Carl, when they're out to find the fish, are they trolling around for them, or are they slow trolling with the kite? What type of activity is that going on?
Right now they're trolling, but a lot like Ryan was saying in when I was talking to Taro yesterday, it's a lot of scattered fish, sonar fish. You might even see one jumper here or a puddler here and stuff like that. They always have the trolling jigs out. I mean, obviously you got two guys up on the roof or maybe three guys and a guy in the wheelhouse looking through binoculars from when they find that clean water all the way till it's time to go home. But they do have trolling jigs out. But I think right now it's either seeing a couple puddlers or boilers and or a couple sonar scratches on the sonar is the main way they're finding the fish right now on our local full-day and overnight trips.
Is everything deep right at the moment?
No, it's up on the surface, especially when they're puddling around like that. They're seeing them up high. It's not like they're seeing them down 150 feet. When they get that fish underneath the boat, I know when Taro had his fish, I believe it was Tuesday, I mean, they were in a stop for probably 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, and they had them on the up and down anywhere from probably 30 feet to 150 feet and stuff. Nice. That's when that flat fall really works really well, when that fish is probably in that 70 feet to 200 feet water column and stuff like that. So that jig really gets to moving and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. They get on it, they get under the boat, and yep. Start to bite.
But like yesterday, all that fish was up on the surface, puddling around, yeah. Catching it on 30-pound, 40-pound fluorocarbon. Nice. With their number 20 hook, and you're seeing them splash around. Talking on the radio, Taro's like, oh, they're boiling off the bow. There one's there, two. He must have said it 3 or 4 times.
Nice.
So they're up and around and down deep a little.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, today's the opening day of Sierra trout season, Eastern Sierra trout season. The regular season starts today, and I'm sure there's a couple people up in the Eastern Sierra.
I think there's a couple of people at Crowley right now.
Oh, yeah. A few. I can imagine. But anyway, you can read all about it in Western Outdoor News this week, all about the Sierra trout season. They also have a Southern California offshore season forecast. And also, you can check out the Catalina White Sea Bass Jackpot, which is coming up in June at Two Harbors, June 9th and 10th. $10,000 payback for three largest fish. Guaranteed. So check that out. Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Chip. Called us from Julian this morning. Hi, Chip. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I've got a question for Carl about the Liberty. Do they rent gear? I'm a little shy on the gear right now to the appropriate situation as far as what fishing is coming up that particular day.
We have you covered for whatever you need. We have your 25-pound outfits, Shimano TLD 2040s with Seeker rods. We have 40-pound outfits, Baja Specials with Seeker rods. And the one thing we've done in the last couple of years, we invested in a ton of this, all the Talica 16s and Talica 20s and CalStar 770s and 770Hs. So regardless if you're catching yellowtail, school-size bluefin right now, like right now, we recommend taking a 25 and a 40. But if you want to take a 60-pound or an 80-pound outfit, we have you covered for that. And it doesn't matter if you're going on the full-day trips or overnight trips or longer, we got you covered.
You guys have really upgraded your rental of gear at Fisherman's Land.
We did. I mean, those TLD 20s and 30s, which we still have, and they've been bulletproof reels for a long time, but these Talicas are just so much smaller and more compact. All these reels have a minimum of 450 yards of Spectra and about a boat length of Top Shot of mono. And if people ask, hey, can we switch that mono out to a shorter fluorocarbon or however you guys want, you guys are more than welcome to do that. But we supply you with mono and the Spectra, and it's very reasonable. Like on a full day trip, I think it's $50 to rent. A day and a half is like $60. And even if you're going on a 3-day or an 8-day trip or something like that, it's very affordable to go do that.
The whole set.
That's $1,000 outfit. You know what I mean? It's like true premium rental tackle, and you know, with fish that are of this size, that's we were talking about it before. I mean, big fish, you know, require a certain level of tackle, and this is the highest level.
Yes.
With all the proper line on it, spooled up. I mean, it would cost you that much just in line to spool your reels.
Easily. So we get you definitely in the ballpark. We get you going on that. If you guys want to switch that mono out, you guys definitely can. But most of the boats prefer that mono on there and adding on a short piece of fluorocarbon. Or if you want to switch it out to maybe some heavier stuff to fish a flatfall, guys are renting those just to fish their flatfall jigs. You know, it's all set up for the rail, or you can fish stand-up style if you like.
So let me ask you this question, though. Do you have availability when the season's hot? Do you need to make a reservation if you need gear? Or do you ever run out?
We do occasionally run out on some weekends, more in the July, August, September, those really busy weekends when we get a ton of charters, we can run out. So we do take reservations on that heavier gear. On the lighter gear, we never have a problem on that. But those do Talikas, and we plan on keep adding to the arsenal as we kind of grow into this bluefin thing. But if you want to make a reservation, call us a couple days ahead of time or a week ahead of time of your trip to make sure we have it set aside for you, and that's not a problem.
Thanks for the call, Chip. Appreciate that very much. Hey, I want to remind you, 1 week for the day, we'll be at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Alley, your first chance to get in on the two great grand prizes, the kayak from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay and the Cedros Kayak Fishing trip on Cedros Island, and the trip for two to Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape, including round-trip tickets on Alaska Airlines. 1 week from today, come and join us, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star will be our guest. It's going to be a great time, and always love seeing our listeners down there at Encinitas Ford and giving away a ton of prizes, too. Cowboy's going to be loaded up.
Yeah.
We'll have flat falls. We'll have all kinds of stuff to give away, including your chance to qualify for those two grand prizes.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who it is. Someone's going fishing on a full-day trip on the Liberty. I'm excited. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. While Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971, their never-ending pursuit of innovation has never stopped. They are the only company making double-structure fluorocarbon, which combines two exclusive custom resins, a high-density interior for strength and sensitivity, and a softer exterior for enhanced knot strength. So for the best in fishing performance, pick up a spool of Seaguar Fluoro Premier and the original Blue Label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. Both are double-structure fluorocarbon.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. A big congratulations, Mateo in San Diego. You were the big winner of that full-day trip. Mateo's still on hold. We always say, too, if you get stranded until the very end, don't make it on. You're always eligible for the contest. That was the case with Mateo from San Diego. Congratulations,
yeah,
buddy.
Absolutely. Great show, Carl.
Yeah, good job, Carl.
Oh, thank you.
Big event tonight at Fisherman's Landing, the Shogun. I love fishing the Shogun.
Day and a half trip, only a handful of spots left. He got a couple trips coming up here for the next couple weeks. Condor is going to be heading out here soon this week also. And then keep an eye on the website for the Pacific Queen, Liberty Every Day, Dolphin Every Day. If you want more information,
lots going on right
lots
now.
Going on, and the season's just getting started.
Yeah.
619-221-8500, fishmanslanding.com.
You can book right online. Can you book that Shogun trip tonight online?
Online if you like.
And you said there's only four spots left.
Four or five spots left, yes.
Yeah, what a great opportunity to go on a big boat on a day-and-a-half trip. Yeah,
big, heavy boat.
I mean, that's a boat that literally came back yesterday from a 16-day, and you get to go fishing day-and-a-half bluefin on it with such a great group of guys. I mean, that is a good call.
I think these long-range boats that do kind of break down to do some of these day-and-a-half or shorter trips, it gives a great opportunity to get those guys that want to see a long-range boat and experience that and see if they want to take that next step.
Sure.
It gives them an opportunity to check that out and maybe
comfort,
move it.
That style.
Yeah.
Yeah, and super stable platform, you know, Shogun being an all-steel boat, it's big, wide, you get I
heavy,
mean,
badass fishing ride.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, you go on the Shogun. You just the first time I went on Shogun, I just went wow.
And the amount of work they've done in the side of the galley and the heads and
beautiful.
Down in the staterooms this year is crazy. If you haven't been on it at all this year yet, obviously go check it out. They redesigned the whole inside of
Did
the
they?
Boat. Yeah,
captain and crew, unbelievable.
Ray, awesome.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think even Aaron Barnhill will be on the boat again.
On the boat today, yeah. Tonight. I know he was on the last trip, but Renee is an amazing guy.
He is.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
I mean, for some of those guys that like those guys, come check it out.
Cool.
Fishermanslanding.com. Book your spot before they're gone. And thanks for listening today. Thanks to Adam for all he does. Don't forget our app. If you haven't downloaded the Let's Talk Hookup app, it is an awesome app. You can listen to archives, you can listen to live shows, you can check out our Facebook, Instagram, so much more, and find out what guests. It's the Let's Talk Hookup app in the App Store or the Google Play Store. Just download it, just search for Let's Talk Hookup and download that app today. Tomorrow morning, Let's Talk Hookup, Captain Mark Rayer and his deckhand Jack from Gen Ren Sport Fishing will be in the Mighty 1090 studios tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. with Rick and myself. Thanks for listening today. Thanks again to Adam for all he does. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.